Hello, and welcome to Alliant Health Solutions Making Healthcare Better podcast. My name is Rukia Campbell, and I'm your host today. And joining me is Melody Brown. She is the AIM Manager for Patient Safety with Alliant Health Solutions. Thank you for joining me today, Melody.
Thank you, Rukia. It's a pleasure to be here today to talk more about the work that we're doing with nursing homes throughout not only the seven states that we serve, but throughout the nation as well.
Awesome. So please share a little bit more about what it is that you do with Alliant Health Solutions.
I am currently the AIM Manager for Patient Safety at Alliant Health Solutions. And so I work with nursing homes, not only on the topics for patient safety to include ADE, adverse drug events, and most especially right now, we are working very closely with nursing homes on COVID-19, the pandemic that we find ourselves in, as well as reporting for C. difficile into NHSN, the National Healthcare Safety Network.
Great. And what actually is your background as far as being able to do this and provide those resources?
Rukia, I have been in healthcare for 40 years as of this year, and 15 of those years have been spent in and out of working with the quality improvement organization, Alliant Quality. And so my background began as a medical technologist. I have an associate and bachelor's in medical technology. And then I went on back to school later in life and obtained a master's in management with the healthcare concentration. And so I have worked across with Alliant Quality, all aspects of the aims and tasks that we have been given from CMS, such as hospitals, nursing homes, home health agencies, and physician practices, and now work primarily with nursing homes and some hospitals and communities.
Awesome. So today we're going to be talking about nursing homes. As many are aware, nursing homes have been really impacted by COVID-19. And nursing homes are one of our primary contracts that we have with CMS, with doing work with nursing homes and providing them with resources and information and support. So please share, how has Alliant been supporting nursing homes?
Well, Rukia, we have been supporting nursing homes in many ways, and I'd like to just add a little bit of data. Since we are a data-driven organization, to some statistics for nursing homes at this time with COVID and COVID-19 and the pandemic that we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. There have been over 142,000 confirmed cases of COVID in nursing homes throughout our nation, as well as about 3,800 plus deaths so far. And so we at Alliant feel that we need to be there for the nursing homes and supporting them in any way that we possibly can. So a lot of times we're getting questions now about PPE, personal protective equipment, the appropriate use of personal protective equipment, most especially about hand hygiene. That is one of the hottest topics that we hear. We've been here and able to direct nursing homes to appropriate agencies for assistance in procuring their PPE and their inventory and making sure that their inventory and supplies are what they need. We have been able to give them resources that they could use and other important details for isolation precautions using guidance from NHSN, the National Healthcare Safety Network, and CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. Additionally, we have changed topics that we offer for resources to fit the culture that we find ourselves in right now. We've engaged our staff when it came to nursing homes and COVID-19. The requirements that they have to enter their data into NHSN or the National Healthcare Safety Network, helping with technical assistance, including all aspects of that process, which in the beginning began with enrollment, and now we have moved on to reporting. We still offer technical assistance with nursing homes as they add new people or new staff that need help with enrolling and getting started with the process. We know at a minimum, nursing homes are now mandated to report weekly, if not daily, and we felt that it's important for our staff to provide the assistance needed to ensure that nursing homes have the opportunities to have questions answered and have that extra assistance alongside them as they go about this process. In doing so, our technical advisor, Marilee Johnson, felt that she could reach people more on a virtual platform. And so we have a monthly event that we call Shop Talk. And we added a couple of extra shop talk sessions in the very beginning to provide that support that we felt so that we could reach many people rather than trying to do just the one-on-one calls that we still continue to do. And in addition to that, we have continued the monthly shop talks, giving advice, giving updates, staying on top of the NHSN reporting requirements, and making sure that nursing homes have that opportunity for a 30-minute session monthly to not only get the information that we feel is necessary and needed at the time, but also to have a question and answer session at the very end where we try to make sure that all of their questions are answered and then following up with them on those one-on-one calls. Okay. We continue to offer the shop talks, and we now know that evidently folks are getting some benefit added from them because of the attendance that we're having. Mm-hmm. We're easily having well over 100 to 150 participants and even more on our monthly shop talk times.
Great. Now, you mentioned reporting as one of the ways that Alliant provides technical support to providers. So can you share a little bit more about that and how we support nursing homes in reporting?
Sure. We can't complete reporting on behalf of the providers. However, we can be there, as I said, to provide that technical assistance. So we make sure that we want to build a comfort level with reporting with the nursing homes and with the staff that is charged with the reporting, where they've decided to report daily or the minimum requirement, which is weekly. We like to say that we come alongside them and have availability for them to help navigate and be prepared to appropriately answer the questions that they have so that they feel very comfortable and are have an ease of operation as they enter their data into NHSN or, again, the National Healthcare Safety Network.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's helpful, especially now when, so many nursing homes are focused on assisting the patient, but, you know, the reporting is now probably more important than ever for them to be able to provide so that we can provide the support that they need and they can get the information they need as well. So please share, what are some of the reasons that it is important now for nursing homes to provide reporting?
Well, first of all, CMS has mandated that reporting in NHSN be done either, as I said, daily or weekly at a bare minimum. They have an expectation that nursing homes throughout the nation we comply with the expected requirements. And in the event that these reporting requirements are not met timely or accurately, financial penalties can be incurred. So we realize that in any assistance that we can give during this time to mitigate penalties being incurred would be helpful to nursing homes as we go forward. And again, giving them that level of comfort and ease and also helping to establish a national database so that we can help as CMS goes about determining where hotspots are now that we've heard a lot about recently, and also being able just to give that nursing home the ability to have the data they need to be able to track and trend and do their surveillance that's needed in each one of our nursing homes.
So with the nursing homes that are already on board working with Alliant, you know, we probably email them to let them know, but what are some other ways that we've been able to reach nursing homes to let them know about the work that we're doing and how we're able to support?
Well, one of the things that we pride ourselves in at Alliant Quality is having relationships with associations, most especially the nursing home associations across the 7 states that we currently serve. In addition to that, we have established a robust website, a website that we feel very proud of that is getting changed daily sometimes with COVID and COVID information. We try to keep that updated. In addition to that, for any events that we might be having, we update our resources and tools. We also have entered into the social media platforms. We're now on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And in doing that, we feel like that we're able to reach more people and reach more providers, as well as beneficiaries that are very integral to the part of the work that we're doing and their families. And so by using the social media platforms, we're able to get our messaging out and make sure that folks are aware of the events that we're offering, the opportunities that we have for LAN events. Those are Learning in Action Network events that we offer monthly for nursing homes. That is in and above the shop talks that we offer that is just focused on NHSN and the reporting for not only COVID, but also for C. diff and other infections, as we can provide that assistance for nursing homes. We are working very diligently to keep our COVID information updated on our website and provide the social media platforms with the information that is needed. But we also lean toward our associations, not only the nursing home associations, but other associations as well that are affiliated with nursing homes to get our messaging out through their weekly or monthly newsletters. Some have gone to the virtual platform just as we have in order to get messaging out. And so we try to make sure that we get them the most up-to-date information that we have so that they can share with either their membership or those that are on their mailing list and newsletter events or contacts.
Awesome. That sounds good. So if I'm a nursing home and let's say I'm not signed up with Alliant, am I able to participate with in the LANs and the shop talks that you mentioned?
Oh, most definitely. Everyone is. And we're still in the process of asking nursing homes to join us by signing mm-hmm. a participation agreement. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, you make sure that you're on our mailing list. You have the information not only for our Learning in Action monthly network events, but for our shop talks, for NHSN reporting, as well as just general updates. As we receive updates from CMS, then we try to make sure that those lists include, or all of our contacts on those lists are included for outreach and information. Right. Again, in today's world, we are on a virtual platform. Mm-hmm. And so we feel like that in making sure that everyone gets the opportunity to be able to be involved, then you're keeping up to date with the most pertinent information that we can provide you.
Great. So if I'm a nursing home that is not yet signed up, how do I do that?
Very easily, just reach us at www.alliantquality.org. And we on our website, you'll be able to find the participation agreement, or you can reach out to any one of us on the team at Alliant Quality.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Melody, for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, and we look forward to working with nursing homes more in the future, as at Alliant Quality, we strive to make healthcare better every day.
And thank you for joining us and listening to Alliant Health Solutions, Making Healthcare Better podcast.